give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, oh my, what a night we had here. And a great time of service and Bible study and just a delightful time together. And then we had ourselves a wedding ceremony. And I have a couple in the church here that started coming, oh, I guess about a year and a half ago now, and got saved, got baptized, and living together, not married, and they knew that was wrong, and God convicted them of that. And last night, in front of our church family, we united them in marriage, and what a joy that was. We had a great time together, and I hope you had a good church service where you were, and that you were in your place, and you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God met with you and spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed right in the middle of the week to keep you going throughout the week. Well, we're looking forward to another Lord's Day on Sunday, the last Sunday of October, and then we'll turn the calendar in November, and of course that's Thanksgiving month, and it's our Turkey Dinner Sunday month, and it's our Worker Appreciation month, and a lot of good things happening in November. Oh, and it's Ohio State beat that team up north month as well. So a great month of November coming up, but let's end October well. Let's be in our place come the Lord's Day and ready for God to bless us, all right, and to speak to our hearts. Now, hey, if your Bible's close by, Luke chapter 15. Luke 15, as most of you know, has three parables. Some think it's one parable with three parts to it, and that's okay. But I want to focus now on the last part of the parable, or the third parable, which is what we commonly know as the parable of the prodigal son. It starts in verse number 25. Well, it starts earlier than that. It starts all the way, let's see here. In verse number 11, it talks about he had two sons and one left. Now, you know, he came home, and they killed the fatted calf, and they eat, drink, and be merry. But now, pick up 25, the elder son, the other son that stayed home. Notice what the Bible says. The elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, "Thy brother's come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound." And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out, and entreated him. And he answering said to him, "Father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. Yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured a living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf." And he said unto him, "Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found." Years ago, I heard this, and then I found it, and it was called The Prodigal Son in the Key of F. I won't endeavor to read that for you. I think it'll be interesting for you, all right? The Prodigal Son in the Key of F. Feeling footloose and frisky, a feather-brained fellow forced his fond father to fork over the finances. He fled far to foreign fields and fritted his fortune, feasting fabulously with faithless friends. Finally, facing famine and fleeced by his fellows in folly, he found himself a feed finger in a filthy farmyard. Fairly famishing, he fain would have filled his frame with the forage food of the fodder fragments. "Phooey, my father's flunkies fare far finer," the frazzled fugitive found fervishly, frankly facing facts. Frustrated by failure and filled with foreboding, he forthwith fled to his father and family. Falling at his father's feet, he floundered forlornly. "Father, I have flunked. I have fruitlessly forfeited family favor." But the faithful father, forestalling further flinching, frantically flagged a flunky. "Fetch forth the finest fatling and fix a feast." But the fugitive's fault-finding brother frowned on the fickle forgiveness of his former falterall. His fury flashed, but fussing was futile, for the far-sighted father figured such filial fidelity is fine. For what forbids fervent festivities? The fugitive is found. Fly the flags. With fanfares flaring, let fun and frolic freely flow. Former failures forgotten, folly forsaken. Forgiveness forms the foundation for future fellowship. Well, there you have it, the prodigal son in the key of F. Listen, someone said one time, and it's true, sin will take you further than you intend to go. It'll keep you longer than you expect to stay, and it'll cost you much more than you ever thought you'd pay. Now, the prodigal left home. He was prodigal means wasteful, a wasteful son. And it shows us how bad living is such a waste of life. He realized the best the world had to offer wasn't as good as what he had at his father's house. In fact, what he would consider to be the worst at his father's house. Can I tell you, the worst day you have as a Christian is still better than any day you'd have in the world. I'm telling you, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. If you're listening today and you're backslider away from God, oh, I urge you, don't wait till tomorrow to come home. Come back today. Today is the day to come back home. You see, the unsaved is lost because he's outside the fold. And a Christian can be outside the control and touch of the Spirit and be lost in his own way. But God's hand, for salvation purposes, he's still in God's hands. But he seems to be just out of touch or out of reach for God to really use him. So he's lost when it comes to service. Opportunities lost to support missionaries, to help in Sunday school, to witness to others. He's lost until he gets in touch with the Spirit of God again. The father of the prodigal son here is waiting for his son to return so he can fellowship with him again. He doesn't go after him. He waits and longs for the son to come back to him, to come back home. And God calls on backsliders to return to him. And he promises healing and restoration. And of course he comes home and he has forgives him and puts a robe on him, puts a ring on his finger and puts shoes on his feet and kills the fatted calf. Now, I'll tell you what, he'd been preparing that calf. You don't fatten a calf up overnight. My friend, he's been doing that for forever long. The prodigal son was gone, anticipating this day when he'd come home. And now the son's hunger is quenched. His one is satisfied. He's home at the father's house. What a difference is made when a backslider comes back home. Robert Bruce was king of Scotland during the 12th and 13th century. He'd been at war with the king of England. And the king of England sent an army to Robert Bruce's palace to kill him. But Robert Bruce, having suspected what might happen, left home and fled to the forest. When the army came to the palace and found he was not there, they got Robert Bruce's own dogs and sent them on the trail. Robert Bruce could hear the barking dogs and realize they were his own hounds. He ran and he ran, and he grew weaker and weaker. The dogs were getting closer. Finally, he came to a crystal clear river in the middle of the forest. He got into the brook and waded downstream for about 2 miles, after which he climbed out of the bank of the river, sat under a clump of trees. He could hear the dogs barking upstream in confusion. Robert Bruce realized he had escaped. Can I help you apply that story? If the hounds of your past are on your trail, if the old dogs of sin are gaining on you, and you don't know what to do, let me tell you about a river. It's a crystal clear river with the blood, filled with the blood of the crucified one. And as a songwriter said, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Oh, there's a fountain filled with blood, my friend, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And my friend, the Lord is waiting for you to come home. I just want to talk to you a little bit today and probably tomorrow on some lessons from the home of the prodigal. Number one, notice selfish. Luke 15:12, the prodigal said, "Give me my inheritance. Give me, give me, give me." Nobody likes a selfish person. I guess maybe it should say this. Nobody likes an outwardly selfish person. The truth is, we're all selfish to a degree. I could probably trace every sin back to the sin of selfishness. We want what we want, and our sin is born of our willingness to get what we want, or regardless of what God says. The younger son is selfish. He's not afraid to be bold in his selfishness. "Dad, I don't want to wait till you're dead to get my money. You're better off to me dead than alive, so just be a good dad and give me my share of the estate now, so I don't have to just buy my time here waiting until you die." How'd you like to hear those words as a father? That's basically what this young boy is saying. So he's not just selfish, he's boldly selfish. But there's something else here I see is solitary. What the young man is saying is he doesn't wait around anybody that's going to tell him what to do or to remind him that he's doing something wrong. In other words, I don't want any accountability. I'm going to go to where people don't know me so I can live the way I want to live and nobody will say anything to me. Is that your battle too? Oh, you may not actually leave, but you have a hidden life. Why? You don't like accountability. Being accountable doesn't allow us to do what we want to do when we want to do it. How are things at home? Fine, is what we say, but our marriage is struggling. How's your thought life? Is there any lust going on? Any internet history we ought to look at? Anything you're viewing that you shouldn't view? You see, the battle to open our lives is just that. It's a battle. People don't want to be accountable because they don't want to be around people who might remind them that the way that what they're doing is wrong. And so what happens oftentimes is they just stop coming to church. But separating yourself from accountability or separating yourself from church only takes you to a place where you don't want to be. We think that unaccountability brings freedom to do what we want, but the fact is it leads to slavery and bondage to sin. You understand, freedom is found in God's boundaries. Freedom is found in accountability. When we take God out of our life and we don't make ourselves accountable to anyone, then we're going to that far country like the prodigal did. Don't separate yourself from others that God has placed in your life to help you to live right. Receive it as the help that God wants you to have so you can live the way he wants you to live. You know, I remember going through 1 Timothy. He says, we're calling on the Lord with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. With them. God said, I designed this Christian life to be lived with others. With others. So I see his selfishness. I see his solitary. Listen, sin always separates. Sin always isolates. Solitary. Don't be that way. And then, number three, I see it's short-sighted. It's short-sighted. He gets out there, and he wasn't long before the Bible says he spends it all. And he ended up having nothing. And nobody gave to him. And he ends up getting a job on a pig farm. Now, you understand Jews and pigs are not on the best of terms. They're not kosher. To say this son hit bottom would be an understatement. You have to dig down from the bottom to get to where this guy had been. And so to say he didn't plan very well would be an extreme understatement. He was just not thinking very well, very short-sighted. And listen, we've all done that before. We've all handled some things in our lives that weren't very smart. He grew up having plenty to eat, I'm sure, and living pretty well. And he takes his father's money and thinks it'll never run out. And the first things are good. He's buying the drinks. He's got the women. Life's good. But being short-sighted, he only thought about the present. Selfishness and short-sightedness are a lethal combination. So you think you do what you have to do to get by, but nothing about how you're going to live later. Nearly one-third of multi-million-dollar lottery winners become bankrupt in a few short years after they win. Why? Short-sighted, selfish. This young man was selfish and short-sighted. Well, I got more I'm going to share with you, but our time's up for today, so come back tomorrow and let's finish up this Lessons from the Home of the Prodigal. All right, I think it'll be a help to you and a blessing to you, and we'll look forward to continuing it tomorrow. All right, thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.